And now Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. This week, Jeanette Sadler-Taylor talks about some favorite books in her collection.
Okay, look. Whoops, this is radio. So, okay, listen. Well, maybe you don't care to listen. I'm going to speak about books meaningful to me. So if this isn't of interest to you, you have 5 minutes to go and do something else until something that does interest you comes along. Not so long ago, Pastor Jeff Zell sent me a postcard. First off, the excitement of real mail rather than just adverts, bills, and appeals. Second, the watercolor picture on the card was of a bookstore in Reykjavik, Iceland. He asked in the message portion of the card if I'd ever been there. Indeed, I had, and although the books in our home are not completely organized, I went without too much trouble and located that book. I'd even saved the receipt inside the front cover. William Morris wrote it in 1896, and it has an inscription from his daughter May to her friend Inga Magnus' daughter. It seems the Morrises, too, loved Iceland. Now the postcard also is saved in the front of the book. The Secret of the Green Vase by Francis Cook was published in 1907 and owned by my maternal grandmother, Luella Raley. It contains a character named Hildegard who was admired by grandmother, thus my mother's name, Hilda, even though we have no Scandinavian heritage. Another of my old book treasures, although it came to me as an inheritance. They don't all have to come from secondhand bookstores, although I seldom met a used bookstore that I didn't like. A copy of A Room of One's Own by Virginia Woolf called to me while I was in a poky little bookstore near the sea in Broadford on the Isle of Skye. It's a first edition Hogarth Press copy. Secondhand bookstores are a lot like life. You never know what you'll come upon, but often it delights. While visiting Virginia's contemporary, Vita Sackville West's home, Sissinghurst, as I exited through the gift shop, a 1929 copy of her lengthy poem, The Land, beckoned this gardener to take it home for musing on the mild, continuous epic of the soil. Occasionally, one doesn't have to wander at all for a rare old book to come into the collection. My friend Carol McDonald gifted me with an 1894 illustrated edition of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice. In the front of its gilt-edged pages is an inscription by the illustrator. But before you even open the book, you know that it's a treat because the dark blue binding is embossed in gold, depicting a flamboyantly handsome peacock. Out of the house, but closer than some of the bookstores in my memory, is Black River Books in South Haven, Michigan. In addition to the water and some very pleasant restaurants, this site is always a must-stop on my visits to South Haven. The last time there, I came upon a book by a Florida author, Jerome Stern, Radios, Short Takes on Life and Culture. Published in 1997, shortly after his death, these micro-essays, about 2 minutes each, aired on both local and national NPR, an obvious must-buy for a Michiana chronicler. Closest of all to me, walking distance if it's a perfect day, and I feel like a longish walk, is Erasmus Books on Wayne Street in South Bend. Over the years, Philip has sent me away with not maybe tons, but a hefty amount of treasures. The Barbara Pym series is one of my favorites. They are more contemporary, set in mid-century modern time, and could be described as comedies of manners. Plots that my son characterizes as nothing ever happens. Not only are they good pandemic reading, but each has a different colored dust jacket with patterns reminiscent of Liberty of London prints. Very satisfying. So, as Leonard Pitt says, to have a platform is a privilege. If you listened, thank you from Jeanette Sadler-Taylor for Michiana Chronicles.
Our aspirations, rather than books. Our inclinations hidden in books.
Michiana Chronicles can be heard every Friday during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a production of 88.1 WVPE.